This is KUT. We all have stereotypes about major political party affiliations. Republicans, fiscally conservative, anti-abortion, anti-regulation. Democrats, socially progressive, fiscally liberal. But there may be other party distinctions, ones we hear less about, like how do Democrats prefer to get around? How do Republicans travel to work? A local bond issue might be shedding some light on this. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has the story. It starts at a mailbox.
And with a case of poorly delivered mail.
I tend to get a lot of my neighbor's mail. I know him well, but I often just get his mail, and I was walking it back over and just taking a look at the different mail pieces.
Tori Moreland is a local political strategist. So she was picking up her mail when she saw two advertisements in support of the $720 million transportation bond on the November ballot in Austin. But the one addressed to Moreland looked different from her neighbors. She thought it might have something to do with voting history. Moreland votes conservative, while her neighbor is more liberal. The ad Moreland got touched more on benefits for drivers in the bond, while her neighbors focused on bike lanes and sidewalks. Take this example, a line about bus stops.
For my mail piece, I guess what you could consider the more conservative or Republican or libertarian even leaning piece, it says pull out lanes for buses so they don't block traffic, period. As if that's the only benefit that pull out lanes for buses have is that it just does not block traffic. Whereas in the other mail piece, it goes on to say new and improved bus stops with shelters and benches.
Republicans represent a certain philosophy. They're more inclined to see roads and cars as being, you know, something that's absolutely necessary and something we should be trying to accommodate.
David Butts is a consultant working on the pro-bond campaign. What Butts says is not totally off base. A 2014 survey by the Pew Research Center found that 75% of conservative voters prefer to live in communities with large houses, spaced farther apart from one another, while 77% of liberals said they prefer to live in a more walkable urban community. And Butts says polls the pro-bond campaign has done seem to indicate the same, though they're not just using voter history to target voters, but also age and geography. It's campaign 101, says political consultant Mark Littlefield.
You might emphasize different things to different voters.
Although usually we're not talking about how Democrats and Republicans get to and from work. And while there are a few other differences on the mailers, the conservative one includes a quote from the Austin Chamber of Commerce because, fiscal responsibility, Moreland says they might have gotten her wrong this time.
I find it interesting that they did focus my mailer more on car traffic. I'm pretty multimodal in that sense.
Moreland says she rides her bike after work and on the weekends. Oh, and she's still undecided about the bond. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.